You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. We are so back.
So back.
I am so excited to finally dust off the mics after a short hiatus.
A short hiatus after a long, very long season one. How many episodes?
A long stint. It ended up being like 30 episodes.
Good
so, let's just say we're back this time around, but not for that much of a long time. Just say that.
It's over half a year.
Yeah. Look, and I was feeling it by the end of it. And I think towards the end, I think we had like two more episodes to do. Like, we had the reunion to do, or like the finale of Sydney and then the reunion of Sydney. And I was like,
no,
I can't
pack it in.
Yeah, we gotta
get in.
I'm feeling clapped. Yeah. Like, I just need a break.
Yeah,
but and I think it was just there was so much going on. Like, there was Easter and Mother's Day, and I just could not fucking keep up. And
yeah, like, that's fair.
Life got ahead of me. So but we're back, and we're back with season two, and we're back with some new castmates this season. Jess won't be joining us for season two.
Bitch.
Unfortunately. And mainly because this season of the podcast is all around Real Housewives of Miami, which I haven't managed to get her on board with yet. What's she going to recap? She doesn't know any of the characters. Yeah. But
you're missing out because Miami is a good one.
You can't sleep on Miami.
No.
So hopefully after this love letter to Miami today, Jess and, you know, the three other people that listen to this might pick it up as well. But other than that, Jess is actually quite busy. She's moved house sporadically, you know
she's how doing, Jess is doing Jess.
Yeah.
She's doing Jess things.
And probably in full swing, like, all as you know it, so she'll listen to this.
We wish you the best, doll.
Yeah, and she needs time to settle into her new space. She needs to just settle, I think. Yeah,
just settle in general.
And we might see her back at a later date, maybe season three of the pod, but who knows? She's been giving a rest, a well-needed rest, because I've flogged her every weekend for this
podcast. She'll be back when Salt Lake City's popping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's going to be coming around sooner than we know it, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Not by the end of this year, because I can't handle
Girl needs a break.
A season into season into season. So, yep. But yeah, this podcast is going to all be surrounding season 7 of Real Housewives of Miami and anything else that we're watching in between. And there's actually quite a lot that we're watching that I feel like we could get a lot of others on board with.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, though, I do just want to say, so this is going to be a little bit of an intro to Real Housewives of Miami if you haven't ever seen it. It's going to be an intro to what the dynamics like, the girls, what this season's about. Last season was insane.
Pretty good.
And they actually had a really long break in between last season and this season. So
I was going to say, it feels like it's been like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been about 7 months between when they finished filming and then picked up the cameras again. So if you want to watch Real Housewives of Miami, you can find it on Hayu, which literally this is, like, I tell everyone that is getting into Housewives, you have to get Hayu. It literally has the start to the end, or most current season. So I always say pick up Beverly Hills first. All of the seasons of Beverly Hills are on Hayu, so you can literally binge them all, like, well, I'm not going to say in a weekend because there's so many bloody seasons.
Yeah.
But I always say to start off with Beverly Hills, move on to Salt Lake, New York, and then go to Miami.
Yes.
And that should keep you covered for about 6 or 12 months.
And Hayu is so good because I remember when we first started watching Housewives, when I got you onto Beverly Hills. Do you remember I was buying them on DVD?
Yes.
Because, you know, we were fucking 2 years old and there was no streaming platforms around. But the fact that you can log into an app and have every single season there at your fingertips, that is...
it's heaven.
Gay heaven.
Yeah. And, like, it's not like other streaming services where there's only, like, some seasons on there.
Yeah,
like, there's
it's
so
all
many.
There. It's
literally all of them.
It's like KO.
Yeah.
The straights have KO, the gays have Hey You.
Yeah. And no ads as well. How good.
Loves.
So Miami's on Hey You. And just to give you a little bit of a backstory around Miami. So it started off, I think it was in like 2010 or something like that. And there was only 3 seasons and then it got cancelled.
Mm.
And then I think it was about 7 or 8, 9 years later, it got picked up again. With and that's...
Like how many of the same people from
majority of the main cast?
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So to give you a little bit of background on the cast. So you've got the full-time members are Lisa. Lisa was married to one of Miami's best plastic surgeons and you could see the work on her face.
Yeah.
You get to see that whole relationship unravel and he pretty much moves on straight away with someone else, which is like just the ultimate breakup crash out. Like it was insane. And it's still going. And so then you've got Lisa, you've got Larsa Pippen. So these two were also like part of the OGs. Larsa looks like a completely different person, honestly unrecognizable.
Yeah. Disclaimer as well. Larsa, when they finished the first bunch of seasons when it got axed, she actually moved to LA and was hanging out with the Kardashians quite heavily.
Mm-hmm.
She was like Kim's little bestie in Instagram all over it together. Then she moved back to Miami when
they weren't friends anymore. They had a huge falling out.
Huge falling out. What was that over again?
I can't remember. I think it was kind of around Larsa was like maybe leaking information or like stories or stuff about the Kardashians, and that was obviously just too toxic for Kim.
They don't fuck with that.
No.
But yeah, once she, I think, was it when she broke up with Scottie Pippen or something is when she moved back to Miami or something and then rejoined the cast when it came back. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, completely different person, unrecognizable.
And she also started dating, it's like
Marcus Jordan,
who's Michael Jordan's son. Yeah. Mm. But then allegedly had also slept with Michael Jordan.
Yes. Well,
controversial. She kind of didn't confirm that, but...
But she definitely did not deny it. And that, like, was a big conversation topic in the show when they first started dating. Everyone was like, but didn't you bring his dad? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, you've got Larsa. Then you've got Alexis. I don't know, like, her background, but she was also one of the OGs. Yeah.
Alexia.
Sorry. I feel like there was a housewife on there called Alexis at one point, but I could be making that up. But you've got Alexia, who was married to this really rich guy, and then he died and then came out that he was actually secretly gay, sleeping with men.
Mm.
That was like the second or third or fourth husband that she had. Really tragically, though, in seasons 1 to 3... she's got a young son, Frankie, and then in between when it was cancelled and renewed, her son had a really terrible car accident or was in a car accident, and he's, like, completely different now. So, you see that relationship, which is, like, it's very interesting to watch, and, like, they've got such a beautiful bond now, but it's crazy to see how he was before and how he is now.
And I must say, like, you really do grow an appreciation for Alexia because... Even though she is a little bit crazy and a spicy girl, you just see the amazing mum that she is through that show.
Yeah.
And so that's nice to see as well.
Yeah. So they're the main, they're the full-time OGs. And then you've got the friends of who were original, like, OGs of the show, Marisol and...
Adriana.
Those two... Like, the friends of in this franchise are a lot more involved than any other friend of in any other franchise.
It's almost weird not seeing them
as
like in the cast
holding a mojito.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're old OGs, but they're still in the show as friends of, but they're pretty much in it full time anyway.
Yeah.
And then you've got a couple other newbies that are in it as well. So Nicole, she is a very famous, what are the people? Anaesthetist.
Yeah.
She's one of a fan favorite. She's great. And then you've got Julia, who's married to Martina, who is a very famous tennis player.
Yep.
So there's some high bowlers in here as well. You've got Gertie. She's full time.
Yep. Oh, is she full time?
She's full time. I don't know what her background is, but she fits in really well with the cast. Oh my God, I forgot our favorite, Kiki. She's another friend of, but also very heavily involved with the cast as well. So and it's a really colorful, fruitful cast.
Yeah. Justice for Kiki, though.
Oh, she.
Why the fuck isn't she full time?
She needs to be holding that mojito.
100%.
And that's what they hold as well. So Beverly Hills, they'd hold like a diamond. Orange County, they hold an orange. Apple for New York, they hold a mojito in Miami. Don't ask me why. But this cast is like, it's not like Beverly Hills. It's not like New York. It's not like Salt Lake City. It's like they're different. They've got like a very mixed cultured cast, which it's not like... Then they're glamorous, but it's in like a really tacky way. Like everything is polished. Like their homes are like polished tiles, white, like not futuristic, but like Angie K's house in Salt Lake City. It's like everything's white, chrome, bright colors. Like it's just so polarizing. It's very tropical. It's just like, I just love it. Like it's not like any other franchise, and the drama is absolutely still there, and I'm so glad that they revived it because... Yeah.
Wow. The drama's very good
in
Miami. I'm surprised that it ever even got axed. I mean, we haven't really gone back and completely watched the earlier seasons. Like, we've seen some of it, but there was drama all through it.
We watched season one and half of season two, and I think then something else came out and we focused our time on that.
Yeah, but like you said, it's very tropical. I think... Ever since watching Real Housewives of Miami, I've been like, I want to actually visit that place.
Yeah, stunning.
Stunning, with a mojito, of course.
Oh, yummy. So, to kick off episode one of season seven, we start off in like a very jarring way. Like, when season six wrapped, it was not shortly after where Alexia and Todd announced their divorce, and it was in such a jarring way. Mm. So... Like, to see that Todd had just left her high and dry after once things are all great and
crazy.
Then moved out while she was out of the house.
It's crazy. And Frankie was there just watching traumatic. That all happen. Like, that is fucked. And also, like, it's really weird to see her in this episode almost be, like, considering to try and work through that. Yeah. I mean, look, they've got their shit to work out. It's, you know... their business, but like, how are you able to forgive someone for doing that?
And it was like, so they filmed, obviously Alexia really upset with like the girls and everything, then it skips to 3 months after and she seems all happy, but like that her and Todd are dating again, and like the girls are like, what do you mean? We thought you were single. And then she's like, no, I'm still married. I'm married in my heart. Like, I'm married until...
Yeah. She comes up with some weird analogies for how she's feeling.
And like, how could you go back to someone that literally moves all their shit out without reason? Like, how could you go back to that?
Yeah. Not even a conversation. Even she said the day before, wasn't it? They basically...
Had the best sex of
had
their
the
life.
Best sex. Apparently too good. He was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Maybe going out with a bang.
Yeah, I don't know. Literally. But it's fucking weird. Like, how do you go from that? And then you come home the next day and he has moved all his shit out. Like, even... Like, I just... How do you look past that red flag? That is crazy.
How do you go back to that? Like, that is a different side of someone.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But then I was also like, we might not know the full story.
True.
But like, why would someone do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Adriana was right.
What did she say?
She said last season, do you remember that whole argument when she said that she bumped into Todd in the elevator and like he said like he wasn't going to the party because things weren't well between him and Alexia?
Yes.
And then she repeated that and then Alexia like kicked
lost it
off.
Yeah.
And then you see Adriana and they're saying, well, I was right.
Yeah, I did clock that. I know, she's funny like that.
Adriana, another funny thing about her, for those who are watching, she will always call out Larsa for sucking up to the Kardashians and having a BBL like the Kardashians and always being like a copy and paste of the Kardashians. And Larsa fucking hates it. So if you want to see like Kardashian references, that's definitely in this show as well.
But then also she grilled Larsa for years for having a BBL and then she got one herself.
But she was honest about it. Larsa keeps lying about it and saying that she hasn't had a BBL.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you did not grow an ass 8 times the size of what you were in season 3. I know
that ain't your season 3 ass.
I know it's been 7 years, but you know, that amount of growth is impossible.
It's not how aging works.
Larsa and Marcus broke up 4 times. Wow. Didn't see that coming either. Not. Mm. They were not going to last. No. Isn't he like in his late 20s or like 30s or something? She's 50.
I think he's actually closer in age to like her kids.
Yeah, wow.
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 Not that we're like age shaming at all, talking opinions
sometimes
here.
Sometimes it's not very sustainable for some. So, but yeah, broke up 4 times. Wow, woo. And turns out he's been quite terrible to her. Also, was not expecting the TMZ photos of him doing a key of coke at breakfast.
Yeah, they were airing it out in the first episode.
Molly, also, you've got a beautiful fruit bowl in front of you. Why is the first thing you want to do is rack a line?
Jesus Christ, yeah. I wasn't expecting them to just show the photo.
And like, I saw that photo, I was like, it's definitely giving a school morning. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't getting
Wednesday
vibes from that photo. No. So, wow. Thoughts on Larsa getting really pissed off at Lisa for being in a photo with Marcus and Lisa's boyfriend still being friends with Marcus?
So, essentially, like, whose side am I on in that argument? So, you know that I don't always agree with, like, oh, you're my friend, you need to have blind loyalty towards me.
Same.
However, in this instance, if Marcus has been saying some really horrid shit about Larsa online and it's common knowledge, I think Larsa is allowed to be a little bit upset in the way of like, you know, if the breakup was amicable and nothing bad had necessarily happened, they just fell out, whatever, then I think it would be unreasonable for Larsa to be like, you can't be around him. You can't talk to him. Mm. Like, you know that. But if we'd broken up and you were like treating me so horribly and my friends knew that you were,
yeah,
I would kind of expect them to be like, or if it was the other way around, I would be like, look, I don't like the way you're treating my friend. So I need to create distance from you.
Yeah.
So I just think it's like context matters.
To begin with, I was like, oh, she's being a bit dramatic. But then when we saw like the text messages, everything that he said to her, like he was going to make her life hell and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, no, that's different.
I
would definitely pump the brakes on that friendship. And hearing from Lars's side that Marcus doesn't even like Jodie and like would say that he was cheap and tacky and blah, 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 all of this. And now he's only being friends with him just to get back at me.
Mm.
Like it's just, and that's another thing, like in a breakup, like these two only met because they were friends and now they're still friends outside of the, like, it's just, it's messy.
Yeah.
It's not as much of a clean
break
as what I thought it would be. And yeah, I totally get why Larsa would be fuming.
But I also think like these girls on this show, or just the people in general, the girls and the guys that are all dating each other, I don't think that they have the capability of breaking up without it being toxic.
Mm.
Like they are just like,
nothing's a clean break.
No, like, and so I wouldn't expect it any other way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think there's a lot of messiness to it, which makes for, you know, some great TV.
Yeah. We see Julia's gotten quite furious and kicked the bucket that Gertie was not on the Zoom call about the baby announcement. I think that's a bit of a reach.
Yeah.
Girl, get over it.
Yep, I agree.
They're not your kid. Well, they are if she's adopting them. But, you know, like, what's, like, there's no big deal there. Like, let's call the Jets.
Yeah, and I also just think, like, I don't think if these girls didn't know what the Zoom call was about, Gertie might have just been confused as to why everyone was being summoned to it. And she might have just thought, oh, I've got bad connection. Like, I'll text her or I'll find out after.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
Or Julia just to say, oh, I'll give you a call after then.
Yeah.
Like, why does it all have to be together or nothing at all? So, oh, you have to wait until the public find out now.
Yeah, and I feel like Gertie would genuinely be happy yes. for them over that news. So, it's like you can't just, you know, write your own history there and be like, oh, Gertie didn't care enough.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, like I feel like she does, but... Obviously, there was an internet issue and it's just not that serious.
And this might be just Julia's little pocket of drama because she really yeah. doesn't have a lot. So, maybe she was just putting that in the back pocket for seeing what else comes
Did
up.
Her and Gertie have drama last season?
No, they were quite close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think we're going to see a shift with those two, just like how we'll see a shift with Julia and Adriana.
The interaction between Gertie and Julia and Martina Oof. At that birthday awkward was fucking no awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I would not have wanted to have been around them.
Martina
in earshot of that.
Was looking very strange at that. Like, that something about Mary hairdo was, I don't know. I think the theme was old money, and that's giving no money. Like,
no money. Okay.
I was not getting expensive or, you know, anything from that. But, yeah, it looks like Adriana is quite pissed with Julia because Julia's gotten close with Alexia and Marisol.
Yeah.
Marisol so far has been tolerable. See, like, this episode. Like, I'm not getting, like, the...
Tacky, drunk comments, bullshit.
Yeah, like, I feel like we're going to come around to her this season. I reckon she might be a bit softer.
I mean, early days.
Yeah, I mean...
She wasn't in the episode much, so...
Again, friend off.
Plenty of time to annoy us.
And then Jodie's birthday.
Mm.
Thoughts on that? Like, apparently he's had to address now all of these rumours that him and his friends were doing drugs in the master bedroom.
Really?
Do you remember the scenes where, like, you see this whole group of friends in the master bedroom and then he goes in there and then shuts the door?
Oh, I didn't clock
because
that.
Because the AC was better in that room. I'm like,
oh, yes.
All, you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars in this apartment. I'm pretty sure the AC would be great everywhere. But apparently he said it's because his friends don't really like to be on camera.
No, it's obviously bullshit and they were obviously doing something. Look, I just think, like, was there not a better way to hide that you were doing that? Like, I don't know. Like, don't go off in all groups so that the cameras follow you.
Yeah.
Like, follow everyone.
And, like, the excuse for the AC being better in there. Like...
Weird.
No. I believe that you've got great AC everywhere in that apartment. Like, it's very new, very... Like, it's a penthouse.
Yeah.
Like, no. Also, that master bedroom had, like, one of those pin pad locks on it.
Jesus. So I'm like, okay, something's going down.
They knew that the cameras were not going to be able to get in there because of that pin pad. So, and you know what? It's Miami. No doubt all of the girls were on it that night.
Yeah.
But, you know, embrace it.
You know, like, they apparently that room has great AC and great Coke.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And then I just want to finish off by saying Adriana completely sucking face with that French guy and the French guy making full eye contact with her.
What about the conversation they were having?
Oh, having...
Can we fuck seven times?
Well, it went up
and
to
he
10.
Was like, yeah, we can do it more. And she was like, 10? Like,
oh my God, who's got the time and the energy? No thanks. And then...
Also,
Marisol's
let's
husband,
see you try.
Oh, it's probably something I wouldn't want to see them try, but...
Yeah, but talk a big game.
Yeah, sure. Marisol's husband just staring... Watching them as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure Gertie was just sitting next to them as they were all over each other. Like, ugh.
It's so fucking
weird.
Weird
vibes.
I don't understand how people can suck face like that in a public setting.
In front of cameras.
And I don't...
Mic'd up.
I don't even think that it's just because we're gay and we had to kind of grow up, like, being super aware of what we're doing. Mm. I don't even think it's that. It's like... That is just, like, weird fucking behavior.
Oh, it's... Yeah. They were mic'd up and bricked up. And, yeah, like, that's all I'll say on Miami. It was very explosive. We see Larsa and Lisa go head-to-head. Lisa kicks Larsa out. Do you think that was...
Twice.
Twice.
She didn't leave the first time.
She stood up and said, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. And I was like, one, two, very humiliating.
Yeah.
Like, holy hell, do you think that was deserved?
Well, I guess she wanted her out. The first time she told her to get out.
Do you think the reasoning for it was deserved? Like, why they were arguing and stuff?
No, I don't think that Larsa deserved to be kicked out. I mean, she called her a bitch, but like...
True.
So, yeah, but like, what? Would you kick your friend out? Like,
it's giving Dorit and Sutton. But they are friends, not Dorit and Sutton. But yeah. Larsa and Lisa are meant to be like tight, but they've got this real toxic friendship as well. So... It looks like a good season. Really good first episode. I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? Anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I think that it just has shown us that we're in for another good season.
Yeah.
Last season was really good. I love when the first episode gives you full confidence in what's to come.
Yeah.
And I love when they can show you, you know, how like each first episode of any Housewives season gives you a what's coming this season kind of insight.
You get a lot.
I love when you can tell shit's going to go down. Like, I feel like the last Beverly Hills one, the last two seasons, it's like they've been clutching at straws to show us.
I mean, that first episode of Beverly Hills last season was great.
It was better.
The Dorit crash out, smoking in the Range Rover, fanging it down the road. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that for Beverly Hills, but it really went downhill after a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope that was a little intro to everyone to get onto Miami, because honestly, it's a completely different show than all the other franchises that I've gotten everyone else to watch. And let me promise you, even if you just start from season four, like the reboot.
That's what we did.
Yeah. Like that is probably where I'd recommend to start.
Mm.
You don't need to know any of their backstories because they weren't filming for so long. They kind of recap where they've been anyway. So you kind of get an intro that way. Definitely watch it. Like, honestly, it's last season was insane. Like, yeah, you're sleeping on it if you're not watching Miami.
Agreed.
What else are we watching at the moment? We're watching quite a lot of things. Still in the Bravo Hey You universe. Quite enjoying Bravo's Love Hotel.
Yep.
That's been fun.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying seeing Shannon and Luann, especially those two. Luann is just there for a good time and a drink.
100%.
And I'm here to watch her do that as well.
She's never going to be there for any other reason. No. She couldn't care less about the men.
No. And like, I'm just so happy I get to see her again in some sort of format.
Agree.
Watching that Islander, like island guy, the fisherman, whatever.
Yeah.
Not Islander as in like... Indigenous, but island as in like this guy that would look like he lives on an island.
What's his name, Mark or something?
Yeah, Mark. Watching him try desperately to get any sort of date with Luann is gold. Shannon having a crash out every time, like when her date said that he didn't eat vegetables, which, you know, valid.
Yeah.
If you said you didn't eat vegetables,
I'd
also be quite concerned.
Yeah.
Watching her completely spiral as she normally would in Orange County is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pitch season two to you right now.
Yep.
Because imagine how good this would be. Bravo's Love Hotel season two, New York edition. Ramona, Sonia, Dorinda.
Amazing.
Could you imagine those three on a dating show? They'd all be trying to steal each other's man.
Yeah.
Put Harry Dublin on there.
It would be more about how it would become more of a competition between the three of them.
Yeah.
About them actually finding love.
Watching Ramona flirt is like watching a train crash into a semi-trailer of golden retriever puppies.
It feels like watching you, like it would be like watching your parents have sex.
Yeah.
It's that cringe.
Yeah, it is insane. I need to see Dorinda flip her switch after like three cocktails.
Oh, try 10.
And then I need to see just Sonia after one
being
cocktail.
Sonia.
Yeah. Like
after waking up in the morning.
Those three I need to see on a show like that. So Bravo, Hey You, if you're listening, get onto
New York
that.
Edition.
That's also been great. Thoughts on And Just Like That season three?
I mean, look, I'm liking it so far. I am getting a little bit bored of the Aiden and Carrie situation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like this whole, I'm going to wait 5 years for this Mayun.
Mm.
Like, girl, move on. Or tell him to get his ass back to fucking New York. Like, I don't know.
Sex in the City, not Drought in the City.
Literally.
Like, come on.
And look, I know that the show is very different to when it was first on air. And a lot of people don't like that about it, but I just have such a love for these characters that I just love seeing them there again.
Agree.
Even if it's like not the best like content, whatever. But that's probably the one thing is that I'm sick of the whole like, I'm going to wait for this man that's off with his kids.
Fuck the kids. I also am finding it, the only character that I kind of really like at the moment is obviously like Carrie and Parts, but like Charlotte is probably the most truest to her character.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
Agree.
Carrie it's the one- as well, but like I find that Miranda is completely different
and
not even in like a character growth way. It's just
no,
like,
it's like she's lost as well.
Yeah.
Which she kind of is.
She's playing herself in real life, the lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree. I do think that Charlotte is the most believable in where you see her now in comparison to what the series was like in the series.
Yeah.
It's like you're like, yeah, I believe that. She's grown up to be this like hysterical mom that's a control freak and is struggling to give her kids space and struggling with her own identity and all this shit.
Carrie's still insufferable.
But we love her.
Yeah. And then I don't get much out of the two new characters, like Selma and the other one. I can't even remember the names. A really gorgeous one.
Yeah.
Like I just, whenever it's a solo scene, I'm like,
oh, yeah, it's
not
like
interested. I'm not engaging.
You haven't earned the solo scenes yet.
Yeah. Oh, it's phone time.
Yeah.
And then another show that we're watching at the moment and thoroughly enjoying, another one that I need to recommend to you that we're both watching, is 90 Day Fiancé Last Resort.
Oh my God.
If you love White Lotus, this is the reality TV version of that show. Yeah. So essentially, it is these couples that were on 90 Day Fiancé and are on the brink of breaking up, and they put them all onto a resort and an island, and they do like all of this work with them to try to get their relationships to evolve and, you know, to work out their problems and blah, blah, blah. When I tell you that these people are the most dysfunctional people that we've ever seen on TV, I mean it. Like, one lady, her partner wasn't there, so the whole time, this is season one, we're watching season two at the moment. Season one, she brought an iPad with her that had him on the show, like, was just with her with every activity. So, every counselling session, there was a stand with an iPad, and she would argue with this man on an iPad.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a show like that
before. Never. And
and threatening divorce.
And I genuinely think that, like she was waving the divorce papers and at the iPad.
He's zooming, like he's dialing in on Zoom in Africa.
Yeah. And I genuinely believe that the therapy that these couples are signed up for is designed to make them worse. Yeah. Because any real therapist who had a genuine duty of care for their patients would tell them you need to split up because you guys are fucked and you'll never work.
At the moment with season two, it's very like everyone's partner is either Russian or like Spanish or Puerto Rican or something like that. And like these couples are not designed to work. No. Like you listen to their problems. I'm like,
that's not normal.
No, you don't even understand what your partner's saying. There's so much of a language barrier there. You're just rooting them.
Yeah.
Like, but they call it, like, they say that they're in a... Honestly, it is insane. Like, you need to watch it. The best way to describe it is, like, White Lotus, but reality version.
Yeah, and disclaimer, you don't need to watch the 90 Day Fiancé series. Yeah. Like, we haven't watched any of that. We just ran... I don't even know why we put it on Monday. We just... we're probably looking for a new eating show or some shit. Put it on, struck fucking gold.
Oh my God. Like when I tell you that show, like I was gasping the whole time. Like you need to watch it. Another thing that we're watching at the moment, 9 Perfect Strangers season 2. How are you finding it?
Look, I feel like it's a bit too slow of a burn.
Okay.
Like, we disagree.
I was going to say that I'm enjoying it more than season one.
Oh, okay. See, I would have to disagree. I feel like I'm not engaging as much in this season. I feel like I'm not as, like, interested in the characters. I feel like the characters and their storylines were more interesting in the first season.
Okay. I'm just happy to see Nicole again.
Oh, yeah.
With that terrible accent that she's trying to portray.
Yeah. She is. She can do no wrong.
And the bob is bobbing. Like, yeah. She, that's a slick, straight, that's a Dyson straightened
yeah.
bob.
She's like, serving cunt.
Yeah. She's standing on business. I'm also happy to see Alexis from Schitt's Creek in there.
Yeah, but...
I see Alexis from Schitt's Creek.
Exactly. That's the problem.
But I'm happy to see her.
Yeah.
It's kind of giving nostalgia. It's kind of giving, like, Schitt's Creek side...
side quest. Story.
Yeah.
No, it makes me want to watch Schitt's Creek again.
Yeah, apparently they're making a movie.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. Who else is on this season of Nine Perfect Strangers?
That... dude from the second... No, the dude from the...
White Lotus Season 1, the hotel manager.
Yes, him. Yes, but then I was talking about the guy that's in A Simple Favor.
Oh, yeah, the husband.
Yeah. He's in that.
Oh, Simple Favor. Another Simple Favor? Terrible Not movie. Good. Terrible
Girl,
movie.
Strip it
movie
from that, the fucking streaming platforms
baby,
now.
That is not going to get you out of the cancelled... department, okay? No. That's secured another 6 months.
Yeah.
Anyway, who else has seen Nine Perfect Strangers that would know?
There's a the chick from The Grinch.
That's right.
I don't know her name.
Neither, but that's the one that fucking blasted all of her Christmas lights onto the house.
Yeah, with her rack out. Yeah.
Christmas rack. yeah, she's great in it. I'm just enjoying it at the moment, so sorry, we'll agree to disagree there.
No, it's not that I'm not enjoying it, but I just think that season one was better so
far. Okay. Well, only time will tell.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we're watching. We've got some really good, we've got a good mix of shows. Okay, and in terms of announcements, there's been quite a lot of development with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills at the moment. How do you feel about Rachel Zoe officially... joining the cast?
I never watched her show.
I thought you did.
No.
What was the show? It was with Brad, the guy that's on Drag Race.
Yes, I watched that one.
Oh, I thought they were both on that show.
No, he had a show.
After Once They had a show.
I think so. Unless I did, I don't know.
Were they both E-girls? Like E-news?
What's an E-girl?
Like E-news, like on the channel?
I don't know. Oh, maybe.
I thought you knew more about this than what you do.
No, I know who Rachel Zoe is. I know that she had her own TV show back in the, like, 2000s.
Right.
Called... What was it called again? The Zoe Project or something. Oh. But I don't think I ever watched it. If I did, it was probably, like, one or two episodes. Like, I never got, like, right into it. So, I don't actually really know...
The Rachel Zoe Project.
The Rachel Zoe Project.
5 years. Wow.
So, yeah, I know that it was big in its heyday. Mm. I don't know what she's like now. But, look, we need a shake-up in Beverly Hills. So, please do your worst.
Apparently, so, a lot of people aren't happy with this because she's really close with Kyle. Dorit.
Oh, really?
So, that's just another one under their belt. But, you know...
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to ever see someone come on that could potentially just make Kyle fucking pack it in and be like, see ya.
So, apparently, rumour is they're incentivizing Kyle to step it up this season. Otherwise, she's in trouble. So, like, they're just being like, you know, come on. Like,
yeah.
Let's do some tricks. Like, I don't want to see the Mo... I don't want to see the Morgan shit anymore. Like... bring your game.
But I also feel like...
The Morgan thing was her own fault.
Yes, that was annoying. I didn't like that at all. But I also feel like Kyle's copping so much blame for the seasons being shit. And it's like, it's not a direct result of what something she's doing. Mm. It's like the show has just fallen off a bit. Kyle is always going to, in my opinion, bring... something good to the show when there's something good to bounce off of, though.
Yeah.
If it's not there...
she's a producer and we need one of those on there.
Like, I just... it's gone... it's fallen flat, but it's not fucking Kyle's fault.
No, I agree.
And she cops it too much, in my opinion.
Yeah. Rumour is that also Dorit will return, Eric is going to return.
Good.
Bose will return, and obviously Sutton will return.
But yeah, but we need Sutton there this season. This will be her
takedown season.
Yeah.
I think she knows it too.
Yeah.
But
strap in.
It's about time. In other news as well, the Traitors.
Yes.
I am fucking stoked to see Lisa Rinna
on our screens again. Yeah, that's amazing. And bringing Dorinda back.
Well deserved.
Because she was not...
Imagine if she's the first one out again. Oh. She's like, fuck me.
They knew that that was not meant to happen. And they were like, we've got to bring this bitch back.
Yeah. So keen for that. And it's not as like Survivor focused as well. There's not as many people from Survivor on that fucking show. Like,
yeah.
Thank fuck. That did my head in. It was too straight.
They just all, they, you know, think that the Survivor people just have all this like advantage. It's like, they're not fucking magicians, mate.
It's reality.
They've gone and rolled in some grub.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Jumped into the water and, you know, had to eat witchery grubs.
And Phaedra slayed the season that she was on. Look, she didn't make it to the end, but she fucking showed them like the housewives aren't ones to be messed with either. So,
and we've got four housewives on Traitors. So we've got Dorinda, we've got Rinna, we've got Caroline from Dubai, and then we've got Candace from Potomac.
Yeah.
So a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
And another announcement that isn't reality TV focus, but I hope doesn't take the and just like that route, is that we get a sequel to The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
That's been announced. Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt and Meryl Streep have all signed on again.
I wonder if Emily Blunt will have a bigger role this time, because it's like she's actually come very far in her career.
They're
since
all like
that.
Very up there now.
Yeah.
But the way I don't want it to go is I don't want to see it turn into some sort of woke show.
Yeah.
But like, and just like that, I want it to be still high elevated fashion, glossy,
cunty.
Yeah. You know, I want it to still have that same vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm actually listening to the book at the moment.
Okay.
And then I'm going to listen to the second book to see if that is going to be the same route.
Are you on audiobooks, doll?
I'm on Audible, doll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You getting your fanfic on there?
Fanfic. Yeah. I'm fucking fan.
Getting your fanfic away. On there. Yeah. Like, listen to Siri tell you about Harry Styles getting railed.
Rank. No, doll.
I'm all about know what you're into.
I'm all about The Devil Wears Prada. The Vampire Diaries fanfic.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I think that pretty much wraps us up for this episode. It's been a doozy.
Mm.
Well, we're so back.
Yep.
We're back without Jess. We're going to have some new co-hosts this season, which I'm excited to introduce you to later on. And Jack will be a regular co-host as well.
I'll be dragged in whenever there's an emergency spot to be filled, because really I don't add much value.
Oh, you know, you're good to bounce some things off of.
Yeah, good one.
As usual, we'll finish off by saying a few rapid-fire questions. So, Jack, do you have some for me? Just fire away all your three and I'll fire away my two and we'll leave it there.
All right. So, Miami-related.
Okay.
Would you rather be Lenny's ex or Marcus Jordan's ex?
What do you mean? Oh,
if so, if you had to break up with one of them or go through a breakup with one of them, who would you pick?
That's really hard because Lenny is very controlling and wants to have control over the whole thing and like kind of, you know, you have to rely on him.
Mm. But he's got a lot of money.
A lot of money. He's a plastic surgeon, which I could really do with in my later years in life.
Yeah, but you're breaking up though.
I know, but I could have taken advantage of that beforehand.
Oh, right.
On the other hand, Marcus, I just feel like would be partying all the time and he'll be at the club at 7 a.m. in the morning, just him. So I'll be fucking exhausted. Dull. So I reckon I'm going to go, but you know, I'd have more financial freedom. So fuck me. I reckon I'd go Lenny.
Okay.
Just because I could get more, there's more money. He could give me like 6 new faces.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I'd go Marcus.
Okay.
Lenny literally gives me... He's got that
sports money.
Yeah, but Lenny gives me, like, Elon Musk vibes. Like, yeah, weirdo, fucking, like, scary guy.
I'm actually not surprised by your answer because Marcus loves the club.
The club!
And you would be... With I'd him at 7 a.m. as well. Nine. Yeah. He'd be dragging you out of there. And then we'd be
fighting in the club.
He'd be dragging you out of there.
Yeah. No, I just think that Marcus would do less damage in a breakup. Like, yeah, he might fucking try and air some dirty laundry online or whatever. But Lenny, I think, would, like, love to just annihilate you financially. And I'm not up for that. I'm not up for that.
Nah, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. So, who from Real Housewives of Melbourne would you want to see on the next Ultimate Girls Trip? So, keep in mind, we've had Alexia and Marisol on one.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, who would you like to see?
From Melbourne or Miami, did you say?
Did I say Melbourne?
Yeah.
I meant Miami.
Okay, Miami. I would like to see... I'm going to say Lisa or Larsa. Both of those. Actually, we'll do both of them because they'll probably fight on there.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to see those two.
I agree, but I also think Kiki.
Oh, Kiki would pop off.
She would just be so fun to watch on a loose girls trip.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's kind of shown last season that, like, if you poke her in the wrong way, she'll come for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Girl needs a fucking mojito.
Sometimes, I don't know why she doesn't have one, but... Sometimes they don't want to commit to the full time because I think you have to show more.
I know, but they kind of already do, though.
Yeah.
Like, there are some full time housewives on other franchises that are on less than these girls.
Yeah, true.
Anyways, I'm sure there's a rhyme and a reason. As long as she's, you know, still there, see her, whatever.
So be it.
And then last question is, would you rather be caught in a public argument like Larsa and Lisa's or be caught making out like Adriana and her man?
In an argument.
For sure.
I don't do PDA.
Not at all. I know that, Joel. Neither do I.
I would rather be in a heated argument. I'd rather be kicked out than seeing Mackin on with someone at a house party.
Yeah, me too.
It's
not on.
Humiliation.
And if anyone, like, listening loves a bit of PDA...
Keep it to yourself.
Or dial in. Tell us what it's all about. Yeah. What's going on.
What's the feeling?
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very... I feel like it's very, like, hetero too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, my two that I have for you. Who will last longer in Traders, Rinna or Dorinda?
That is a good question. Are they faithful or traitors? Or can you not tell me?
I can't tell you. I don't know. I haven't thought about it that hard. Okay.
I mean, look, if we go by fucking track record,
probably Dorinda would be up first. Oh, okay.
Would last longer.
Oh, would last
longer. Because Dorinda fucking left first episode last season.
So. I reckon they'll get rid of Rinna quickly because she is a rocket.
Yeah. But also, no, I don't know. Because if Rinna is a faithful... I think the traders will keep her around because she's messy.
True.
So it's like, they'll be like,
let her do her thing. She's a tornado. She's
pointing fingers every week.
Mm.
And if it's at the wrong people and shit, they're just going to keep her there.
Let's talk about the husband.
Yeah.
Okay. My last one is not very Housewives related, but with the way how you see, you know, the media portraying this show and just like that, do you think it will be renewed for a fourth installment?
I hope so.
Mm.
I also wouldn't be, like, super surprised if it was, like...
Gone.
But I don't know. I think that the show has a lot of original fans that are, like, just loving it being back.
Yeah, sure.
So, it's a good show to have in between, you know...
It's almost been demoted to eating show.
Yeah.
But, you know...
One thing that pisses me off about it, though, is it was on Binge before and then they've moved it to Max. Who the fuck in Australia has Max? I mean, thank you, Jess.
Thank you for your account.
Yes. But stop doing that. Stop taking these fucking shows that are on other platforms and moving them to a whole new one. Like, you're sending us membership. Broke.
Yeah, I know.
We're trying to buy a house, goddamn.
Amen to that. All right. Well, let's leave it there. We've discussed so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch you, don't know if it'll be next week or whenever I'll roster you on for the next.
Whenever you need.
Yeah, thanks, Dom. You have now been granted permission to go start dinner. Thank you.
No worries. I'll get right on that.
Thank you so much. And until next time.
See ya.
Uru.